the 94th Academy Awards are this Sunday. We're going to take a look at many of the top nominees, including streaming service films, The Power of the Dog from Netflix and Apple TV Plus's Coda. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What's the best movie you've seen over the last year, whether it's up for an Oscar or not? What movie do you think should win Best Picture? Do you have questions about some of the movies up, whether they're worth seeing if you haven't caught them yet? And have you been going to theaters to see a movie, streaming new movies at home? Both? Or maybe neither? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Reggie Ponder is a film critic, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. He appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago and critiques movies for several other media outlets. You can follow him on Twitter at Reggie the Real Critic. Reggie, welcome back to the show.
Rob, how are you, man?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, hooray for Hollywood. this is that time of year, man. I know it's a Christmas song, but it's the most wonderful time of the year, man.
We should always have you sing us in. That's fun. All right. What are the big stories, before we get into particular movies, what are the big trends or stories you're watching for at this year's Oscars?
We're looking to see if there will be one movie that will dominate. And I don't think that that will be the case. You have several films with numerous nominations, but will one film dominate? And I think that's the biggest trend. I think what the industry is looking for is how many people will actually watch the Oscars. I think that's going to be a very important thing. And I do think that in your introduction, you talked a little bit about streaming services. I think that debate has gone. Whether the streaming services should be part of it or not. I think that debate is a done deal now with what Netflix and all the other streaming services. Everybody's going into streaming. So that those are the things that I'll say for now.
Netflix, you mentioned they're hoping for an Oscar with The Power of the Dog. Let's hear a bit from that movie.
I wonder what little lady made these.
I did, sir.
All right. Power of the Dog, Reggie, I'm hearing a lot of buzz. This one has a good chance. What do you think?
I think it does. I think that this is the type of film that Hollywood likes. I will tell you, there is nothing that I could say that is negative about this film. However, it did not resonate with me, Rob. I didn't walk out of the theater feeling like, wow, I'd want to see it again. The acting is superb, the directing is superb, the cinematography is superb. They have all the ingredients, but I think the individual parts don't add up to the sum.
And remind us what The Power of the Dog is for people who haven't seen it, haven't seen the buzz about it yet.
It is I'm putting my little quotes up. It's a Western, and it's really about two brothers who are cattlemen, and one has found love and he's really about the business of being a cattleman. And then his brother has not and is really a loner, but he's really about actually getting in there dirty, down and dirty. And it really is about the trajectory of their two lives and how they go. And it's interesting in that regard to look at both of these brothers and how they look at life and how they approach the business and people as well.
So, Reggie, you say a well-done movie, but not one that stuck with you. What are your personal favorites for Best Picture?
Belfast is a film. Firstly, Rob, did you see Belfast? Because if you didn't, then I'm going to hang up.
Well, you know how this works, Reggie. I live vicariously through you. I have seen some of the movies this year. I have not seen that one. Yeah, you always get me on that.
I'm kidding.
Thanks for not hanging up.
No, I'm totally kidding. I really like Belfast. I think that Kenneth Branagh really did a phenomenal job with this movie. It's to me, a love letter to Belfast, but it's a specific story that has universal applications. It's really about the Catholics and the Protestants and the conflict during that time, seen through the eyes of a 9-10-year-old boy. And it is so good. It's about family. It's about choices. It's about trauma. It is so, so well done. I really like that. I additionally, I like Coda. And it's been getting a lot of buzz lately, so it might do some surprising things as it relates to the Academy Awards. And it's really about a child of deaf adults and how she has to navigate life for them as well as navigate life for herself. And she's in high school trying to figure out who she is and what she wants to do. But at the same time, the family depends on her. And then I loved King Richard. Richard Williams, the father of Serena and Venus Williams, was much maligned in the way in which he told people what was coming. It came to fruition. And I think that the way in which they told the story shows the humanity, his vulnerability, and his vision.
And King Richard is played by this up-and-coming actor, kind of off the radar, a fellow named Will Smith. And he's up for a best actor.
Yeah, I haven't really heard of that guy. I think that guy, I know for a fact, actually, that guy actually lost to Denzel Washington the last time he was nominated for an Oscar.
Uh-oh.
And this time he's up against Denzel Washington. I don't think Denzel Washington will be winning, but it's interesting that they both are on the docket. So those are three of the movies that I like. But Rob, really, really quickly, is that your listeners should know what the films that are being nominated. So it's Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, which I liked, Dune, which I liked, King Richard, which I like, Licorice Pizza. I think I said this, if I didn't say this to you, I like licorice and I like pizza, but I do not like them together. So I did not like this movie. Nightmare Alley, the Power of the Dog, Tick, Tick, Boom, Garfield was phenomenal in this, and West Side Story. So those are the films that are up for nomination.
Talking to Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. It is Oscar season. We're talking about movies. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you seen some of the movies on that list, or do you want to know more about them before you go and see them? Do you have a favorite movie of the last year up for an Oscar or not? 800-642-1234. And let us know, are you watching movies at the theater or in the comfort of your living room? 800-642-1234 is the number, or email ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And Reggie James on Facebook writes, I hope Dune does well. It's up for a bunch of awards. Reggie, I saw it on a small screen, and I know it would have been better on a big screen. I still liked it. What are your thoughts on Dune for Best Picture? And then, like a lot of science fiction movies, it's up for a lot of technical categories.
It will win some of those technical categories without a doubt. I do not think that it's really in the running for a Best Picture. And I actually, Rob, have a bone to pick with the Academy and many of the organizations that do these awards by putting 10 pictures. If you put 10 pictures, then how come you didn't have 10 actors? How come you didn't have 10 actresses? Because you're just putting those 10 pictures in there, in my opinion, as a business move.
Yeah, there was some controversy about that, the idea that, okay, with five movies, there are a lot of the bigger commercial ones that didn't make the cut. I don't know, what was the thinking behind boosting it from what used to be, I think for a long time, exactly five movies?
I think because people were really saying that there were movies that were just overlooked, so that these other movies are probably deserving of an Oscar. But at the end of the day, either you expand all categories, or I don't understand how you do that. That doesn't make sense to me. But I understand that they want to give recognition to some other films. And some people think that it also might be a consolation prize to always be able to say that you're Oscar nominated. At least you'll have that in your pocket.
They say it's an honor just to be nominated, Reggie. Is it less of an honor when there's 10 of them?
I think so. But you know, if Tick, Tick, Boom, which I really liked, doesn't win an Oscar, you'll know that on all the advertisements, it'll say Oscar nominated film. So I think they'll be totally happy with getting that nomination.
Talking to Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic, talking about the upcoming Oscars, the best movies of the last year. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are there any movies or actors or actresses that didn't get nominated you thought should have? What is the favorite thing you've seen, the best performance you've seen over the last year, whether it's up for an award or not? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our conversation with film critic Reggie Ponner about what to expect at the Academy Awards on Sunday. Some of the best movies of last year, best performances too. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Have you been watching movies this last year? What have you liked? Where have you watched them? What were your favorites? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We heard from Susan in Menominee, who couldn't stay on the line. Susan says, oh, Reggie, Power of the Dog should win. Susan liked that the movie explored gay relationships in a Western and thought there was a really sinister element also that was done well. Susan's not alone, right, Reggie?
Oh, she's not. And Power of the Dog, I'm a member of the Critics' Choice Awards, and Power of the Dog won there. It won in many other, I think it also won the BAFTAs. So Power of the Dog might actually win. It just didn't resonate with me. It wasn't one of those movies where I left feeling like, wow, that's the best movie that I saw of the year. I think I'm gonna be proven wrong, because a lot of people loved Power of the Dog.
Susan, thanks for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. Let's visit the best animated film, Reggie, with a taste of an unescapable song. Encanto's hit, We Don't Talk About Bruno. All right. Is this your best animated film, Reggie?
We gonna talk about Bruno. Ho, ho. Yeah, it's gonna be.
It says we don't talk about.
We're going to talk about Bruno. Right. I don't see it. I don't see Encanto not winning this one. All of the films that are nominated are really good, by the way, in this category. I just think that Encanto is one of those films that makes everybody feel something. So you have Encanto, Flea, you have Luca, the Mitchells versus the Machine, and Raya and the Last Dragon. I think of those, it's Mitchell, the Mitchells versus the Machines could be an upset. Flea is a really great story. It's a real and true story. And Encanto, but I think Encanto will win. So I think we are going to be talking about Bruno.
Let's bring out a caller at 800-642-1234. George is with us in Wanakee. George, hi.
Hi. Don't Look Up has my vote. I think Meryl Streep made for a great Donald Trump.
Right. And George, did you watch that at home? This is one that was available on streaming?
I held a couple parties at my house to watch that.
Watch parties, wow. George, thanks a lot for sharing that. Don't Look Up, another one from Netflix, Reggie.
Yeah, this was well done. And it's funny, it's smart, it's filled with so many stars, and it's political. So it'll make a number of people very, very mad. So I don't think it will win, because it teeters on that, you know, those political messages, and some folks will be like, oh, no, I'm not going to vote for that.
Thanks a lot for that call, George, at 800-642-1234. Another one I wanted to check out, Drive My Car. This is a Japanese film about a widow developing a friendship with a 20-year-old chauffeur. Foreign language films don't generally do well for Best Picture, but we've got Parasite from Korea. That's from South Korea, winning the first foreign language movie as Best Picture. What do you think about Drive My Car? Does it have a shot?
I don't think it has a shot of winning the Best Picture. I think that would be a total upset. I think that when you look at a Parasite, there was so much buzz there, and so many people saw it as well. I don't think so for Drive My Car, but it has a cult following among critics, and I think it will win. It might win the Best Foreign Film.
Now, Linda from Milwaukee called in, says more and more movies now are on the streaming services, but Linda says in order to watch them all, we have to subscribe to more and more streaming services. That can get pretty expensive. Reggie, I mean, going to theaters can get pretty expensive too. What do you think? Are we getting priced out of the market sometimes on these new movies?
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe for a family that might be struggling a little bit, yes, because if you have to do all these streaming services, 10, 15 of them, and so you want to see something from Apple, you want to see something from Paramount, you want to see something from Netflix, so all of a sudden you're just paying all these fees. So the yes is it could be expensive. The no is that you will not spend as much if you get that subscription that you would if you went to the movie. You're probably, if you have a family of four, you're probably going to spend somewhere upwards of $80 to $100 for a night at the movies.
Right, the popcorn's cheaper at home for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Talking to Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. Oscar season is here. Oscars this Sunday, looking at some of the best movies of last year. Still time for your thoughts at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's check out some of the best performance categories. Let's start with Best Actress. We got Jessica Chastain as Tammy Faye Baker, Nicole Kidman as Lucille Ball, Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana. So a lot of people playing real people there among the other nominees. Who do you want to win? Who do you think is going to win?
I think Nicole Kidman is going to win, and being the Ricardos is very well done. So if she wins, you won't see me picketing any place soon. However, I think Penelope Cruz should win. Parallel Mothers is a standout performance. So when you watch it, it's about two women. One is a little older, and then one is in the teenager area, and they're both having children. And it shows their plight and their fight for motherhood. So I hope it's Penelope Cruz, but I don't think so.
And then Best Actor, we touched on a little bit. Will Smith in King Richard, Denzel Washington, The Tragedy of Macbeth. Then there's Andrew Garfield, Tick, Tick, Boom, Benedict Cumberbatch, Power of the Dog, we've been talking about, and also being the Ricardos, Javier Bardem. Where do you see that one going?
I see, just looking at what has been happening with the other awards, I think Will Smith will win, and I actually want Will Smith to win. So the only person, because I didn't love Power of the Dog, and I think that McPhee was so much made that movie, and so Benedict Cumberbatch, if he won that, I'd be like, I don't think so. But if the others, Javier, Andrew Garfield, or Denzel won, I think that they all would be deserving.
Now, in Best Supporting Actor, we've got Tony Kotzer being the first deaf man to be nominated for an award in Best Supporting Actor for his role in a movie we talked about a little earlier, Coda. Here's a clip from Coda.
You're the girl with the deaf family?
Yeah.
I just want to tell you right now.
And you sing. Interesting.
Something's got a hold on me here.
So from the trailer of Coda there, your thoughts on the Best Supporting Actor category?
Yeah, I think that Troy Kotsur has a hold on it. On that Oscar, I don't see how he wouldn't win, other than a Cody Smith McPhee, who was phenomenal, a scene stealer in The Power of the Dog.
So Troy Kotsur there, and how about Best Supporting Actress?
I think for Best Supporting Actress, I actually think that this is probably the most clear cut category. Adriana DeBose for West Side Story will win. She showed that she is a true triple threat. She could act, she could dance, she could sing, and she stole the show in West Side Story.
All right, Reggie, the sour grapes part of the conversation. What are the missing nominations? Who should have been there that is not?
There are actually a number of folks that should be here that aren't. And I didn't prepare my full list, but what I'll tell you is that from an actor perspective, I was happy that Andrew Garfield got in, because he didn't get in on a number of other award shows. But there were some real solid performances throughout, and I think for Nightmare Alley, a lot of folks are feeling that it didn't get the attention that it should have gotten for that movie. So in several categories for Nightmare Alley.
All right. And Reggie, let's look to the future. Now, what movies are on your radar? What are you really looking forward to in the remainder of 2022?
I'm actually looking forward to the film, the circuit where you go to the festivals, not particularly films that people have already announced. What I'm finding a lot, Rob, is that going to these festivals, these little gems come out and you're like, wow, where did that film come from? So I just got finished with doing a little bit at South by Southwest and saw a couple of movies there. And so I'm really looking forward to this is the time for the festival season. And that's really what I'm looking forward to. There's some movies, of course, there's all these big blockbusters and so on and so forth. But the reason I want to mention this is that I want to encourage your listeners to think about the festivals.
Reggie, thanks as always for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Reggie Ponder is a film critic, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. He appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago and critiques movies for a bunch of other media outlets. You can follow him on Twitter at Reggie the Real Critic. He talked to us today about Oscars, and you could still share your thoughts, by the way. Head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let us know what you want to see win, or come back on Sunday during or after the Oscars. Let us know why you're happy or disappointed with who actually does win. Oh, yeah, the song you're hearing, it's about Bruno. We won't talk about him, though.